Welcome back to Enter Med School. This is Leo. Today we're driving straight into the esophagus tunnel. And yeah, the walls are angry red. Because today's topic is esophagitis, inflammation of the esophageal mucosa. Clinically, this tunnel damage shows up as odynophagia, that's ow, when you swallow, and or dysphagia, meaning traffic jam swallowing where food feels stuck. And if this tunnel stays damaged long enough, you can end up with nasty construction projects like erosions, strictures, think tight bottlenecks, and Barrett esophagus, where the lining remodels into a new, riskier material. Now, esophagitis has a few big routes you need for step one. Reflux erosive esophagitis is the most common, usually from GERD, acid splashback in the tunnel. Eosinophilic esophagitis is chronic and immune-driven, often in atopic folks like asthma. And on endoscopy, you'll see rings and linear furrows. Infectious esophagitis shows up with immunosuppression. Candida is most common with white pseudomembranes. HSV-1 makes punched-out ulcers, and CMV makes linear ulcers. Corrosive esophagitis? That's a caustic ingestion, a chemical spill in the tunnel. But today, our main event is the one that feels like a road rage incident. Medication-induced esophagitis, when pills get stuck, dissolve, and burn the tunnel wall from the inside. Let's see who's about to roll in.